It is graduation season, in a particularly triumphant year for those graduating high school. Pandemic distance learning set some students so far back they had to scramble to finish. One of those is Naya Owens of Oakland, California. And her journey hasn't just involved homework, she's done a lot of inner work as well. KQED's Julia McAvoy reports.
Girl, no, I was talking about my knee. I just popped my knee. Put your head down for me.
On the second story of this walk-up apartment building in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood, Naya Owens is braiding hair.
You want to part that out for me right quick?
The braiding business is why Naya has been focused on graduating. She wants to go to college and get a degree in business administration to start her own fashion company.
I can't wait for this style. I better get a whole bunch of pictures.
But Naya says she fell behind in her junior year during distance learning.
COVID really took me away from school where I got majority of my help from.
And this year, just getting to school has been hard. She's been living with different relatives over the past few months after she lost her brother to gun violence last year. All of this made commuting complicated, but she kept going.
I feel like my brother been pushing me. Since he's gone, he's been pushing me.
Carrying on with him.
I've been catching a whole lot of angel numbers. So yeah.
On this day, she was working during finals week.
Finals actually had me crying, school crying.
Naya had gotten into a disagreement with a teacher at her school, McClimans High.
I was supposed to present today, but I didn't know. I didn't get the email, and I almost punched a wall. I was very upset, grabbing at my hair and everything.
She fell victim to her own negative programming.
Stefan Dent calls this getting emotionally hijacked. Dent is lead mentor for Oakland Natives Give Back, a group brought on in January by the school to work weekly with 10 seniors, including Naya.
You really have to have a strong foundation within yourself and love yourself in order for you to manifest your desires.
This intensive mentoring program is expanding to 7 other schools this fall. Students are in a paid internship that teaches them skills they can use both in and outside school. But mostly, it was deep inner work.
We don't have that in school. All we're teaching them is science, math, accounting. It's the school system was designed to teach people to work for other people.
Before, Naya would have just walked out of school, not returned. This time, she took some steps.
I just kept having to breathe and breathe and breathe as much as I can. Anger like that, you really have to be careful.
And she had help from a McClimans staffer who works closely with Dent. The advice?
Go ahead, cry yourself out of it. Do as much crying as you gotta do, and then we gotta get right back to this essay.
Students like Naya are learning to develop a vision of themselves outside of the one perpetuated by a white supremacist society, says Dent. The big concept for everyone in this pilot program is accountability. When Naya learned one of her teachers had flunked her, she immediately signed up for adult school to take the class again.
It took me a while, but I built myself up. I listened to gospel music and I listened to old school music. And then that type of music gave me some motivation into myself. Okay, Naya, you got this. You're pretty. You're beautiful. You have to comment to yourself.
Naya turned 18 recently. Her gift to herself? Graduation this summer. For Here and Now, I'm Julia McAvoy.